AI News by Conjero.
Google has leaned on the browser for years, so these new desktop apps for Windows and macOS are a pretty notable shift.
Yeah, it's not just a new client. It suggests Google wants a more direct presence on the operating systems where people actually do their work.
And that matters because a desktop app can do things a browser tab can't quite manage as well, like tighter OS integration and persistent state outside the sandbox.
Right, and for AI tools, that's a big deal. A lot of those workflows move between chat, documents, local files, notifications, and other apps.
A desktop app can sit closer to all of that. It can keep local caches, preserve context across sessions, and make data flow in and out with less friction.
Though that doesn't mean true offline intelligence. It still sounds more like a hybrid setup, with some tasks handled locally or cached locally and heavier model work still in the cloud.
Exactly, and that changes how developers have to think. It's not just model quality and latency anymore, but where data lives and when it syncs.
Plus versioning, storage, and observability. Even telemetry could come through a different channel than a web client, which affects how teams debug and measure what's happening.
There's also a broader message here. Google isn't abandoning the web, but it is admitting the web isn't the only acceptable front end for serious software.
And that lines up with what other ecosystems have done for communications, productivity, and AI-adjacent tools, where desktop clients still feel indispensable.
The other big question is privacy and enterprise policy. People will want to know what stays local, what syncs, and what permissions these apps need.
Especially if Google wants serious enterprise adoption. Consistency across Windows and macOS matters, but so does clarity around account handling and data retention.
So the launch is the easy part. The real test is whether these apps become a meaningful platform shift or just a new wrapper around familiar services.
And if they do become more than that, they could turn into an important distribution layer for future AI features, not just in the browser, but on the operating system itself.
AI News by Conjero.